7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli, with a fellow who has been a favorite of mine. I'm not much...
We're not even 15 seconds into it, and you're already kissing up.
Well, but I'm not much for that, as you know. Kissing up to this guy will be fun, but also there's some reality here. Mr. Chris O'Donnell, who is currently seen in NCIS Los Angeles, one of the best of the action shows, not only now, but for a long time. I just was thinking, Chris, about you going to Boston University.
BC College.
Oh, you went to BC.
I went to BC. I was an Eagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my co-hostess, Miss Bachman, apparently encountered you one night when you had been partying.
A few times there, actually. Sure. We had a mutual friend.
I think there's probably a pretty high likelihood that that's a true story.
Between
the years of 1989 to 1993 or 94, that's probably pretty high likelihood.
Yeah. Jamal Prince was a dear friend of mine, much like a brother.
Jamal was?
Yeah, so I know you through Jamal.
One of my roommates.
I know. Yes,
fastest
he was.
Fastest man in Massachusetts.
And he's not anymore, though.
Is that right?
But he's wonderful teacher now, so...
Is he a teacher? Good for him.
He's a dean.
To Cambridge Ridge in Latin, I believe.
Yes, he's a teacher and dean there currently.
He's a teacher and dean at Cambridge Ridge in Latin.
Yes, he is. Amazing things happen.
Small world. Tell him I say hello.
It really is a small world. And people who put actors and actresses, or people who, like what we do for a living, you know, sometimes people don't have a reality of the human side of us, because we all have our human side. It's just what we choose to do with our lives that sometimes separates us. I don't get from you that you are one who is a separatist. That is, you kind of live a life. I don't know much about you. There's no scandal about you. There's not, you know,
all the rag magazines out with, you know, you seem like you live a normal life, Chris. How do you do that?
Well, I think it's just the choices you make in life. I had a lot of my fun when I was in college, which is a pretty safe environment to go through that stage of your life, as opposed to the glare of running around the Sunset Strip and going through that process out here, because I think everyone goes through that stage. But it's just kind of the choices you make in life, and the path I chose was to get married and have a family. I always knew I wanted to have a big family. But, you know, it doesn't make me any better or anything. It's just the choices I made, everyone chooses their own path.
So choosing to do an episodic television show versus the movie career that you followed, Batman and Robin, probably a pretty good example when you made choices. I liked you. As a matter of fact, the role, whether you laugh or not about it, when you were in The Three Musketeers, I thought that was a wonderful foray for you.
I had a lot more hair back then. I've been doing this a long time, more than half my life, and making films is an amazing experience. It's a little bit of a gypsy lifestyle because you're picking up and living all over the world and setting up camp for months at a time, which is something I loved. But now I've got 5 young kids and the TV schedule really works better for my life. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll do more films in the future because I plan on doing this for a long time, but I couldn't be happier than the schedule we keep right now because it keeps me in Los Angeles.
So let me ask you this. You've got this awesome show, NCIS, and you and one of the coolest guys in Hollywood, LL Cool J.
We had Cool James on a while back.
He's the coolest
He came
dude.
Across as very much like you. And the two of you, it would appear, get along extraordinarily well. Excuse me, Reggie, for jumping.
He's a great, great partner to work with. He's a super, upbeat guy and fun. And we come from... different backgrounds, but we have a lot of fun poking fun at each other. And
so, did you rib him when his house got broken into a few weeks ago, and he threw the?
You know, it's funny. We talked about that 3 weeks before it happened because a house in my neighborhood had been burglarized, and we were talking about if somebody broke in your house, what would you do? And I'm like, tell him what I would do. And I just started laughing. I said, well, I feel bad for the poor sucker that tries to break into your house. And, you know, sure enough, 3 weeks later, which was, you know, a scary thing. I mean, he's home in bed and somebody breaks into the house and he's protecting his family. But, boy, you wouldn't want to be the guy that broke
into
the
house. That dude's got guns, man. He's definitely throwing you down.
He doesn't need any guns. He's got the gun show right there with his arms. My God.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a large individual.
Yeah. I was watching last night. The two episodes that you did in Hawaii are with a Hawaii 5-0 gang, and I didn't see them. I've been pretty good about watching the show through the season. I didn't remember seeing those during the season, and they have to be sort of replays.
Yeah, we did that towards the end of last season. It was kind of fun. I know the fans get a kick out of it, seeing some of these shows cross over, and the worlds of Hawaii 5-0 and NCIS Los Angeles, it makes a lot of sense that they would have a crossover. For LL Cool J and myself, it was a lot of fun just to go over and you know, get a little break from filming, go to Hawaii, which seemed like a vacation.
Yeah, I bet it did. So just spend a second telling folks who are listening, Chris O'Donnell, who is from NCIS Los Angeles now, that's the second most popular show on television. NCIS and Harmon's group is number one, and you fast came into the number two position and have held it. When you do something like that, what does it take to, Cordy, just give us a little behind the scenes in terms of the action genre and what you have to do, not just doing the regular weekly stuff, but when you do a crossover sort of show with these other people from the other show?
Well, it's definitely a different process than making a film, because these characters live on for so many years. But, you know, it takes 8 days for us to film one episode. Currently, we're in the middle of filming our sixth episode of the fourth season.
The new season,
so when the first one airs on September 25th, we will already have shot six or seven of them. But it's just kind of nonstop. It's strange in this business to have what feels like a regular job, because, like I said, for so much of your career, you're a gypsy and you're just jumping around looking for work and going from one job to the next. But there's a real sense of family with the crew and the cast and the writers, who are always exploring these characters further and further every week. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a fun experience when that next script comes in the mail and you learn more about your character that you didn't already know.
Anything about Chris O'Donnell's real life that is sort of...
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How much input or control do you have over your character?
Well, a certain amount. You know, I give input as far as once I see the original draft of the script, some changes I think. It's not so much about me personally, but just things that I think will help to enhance the script or make it more consistent with what we've already established with the character. This year, we're not doing a crossover right away, but we have four of the main actors' moms appearing on one of the episodes, including mine.
Really?
Which was a little bit of a surreal experience. They just have a little cameo, but it was something that...
Real-life moms.
Real-life moms.
That's fun.
Which is, the only thing scarier than having your mom on your TV show is having to do a live interview with your mom, because you just don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. But we survived a few of those.
Yeah. All right, so before we get into talking about what you're here to actually talk about, what is your favorite role that you've ever played? I mean, obviously everybody remembers when you were Robin, Batman and Robin,
mm-hmm.
and the NCIS stuff. I mean, what is the favorite thing that you've ever done where you're walking down the street, or what is the one thing that when you're walking down the street, everybody always stops and goes, it's you?
Well, it went from, you know, everyone yelling hoo-ah after Son of a Woman to, you know, Batman and Robin stuff after doing that. And now people genuinely, you know, love the show and want to talk about the show. But for me, I don't think so much about the actual film, because some of the films I've never even seen, but it's more the experience of making them. And you know, you like them for different reasons. I loved making Circle of Friends over in Ireland because I loved being in Ireland. Vertical Limit I loved because my first daughter was born when we were in New Zealand. So you kind of like...
Oh, wow.
Every experience has its pluses and minuses.
All right, speaking of experiences, Richie alluded to a secondary or maybe primary reason for you to be here to help people as we get into the beginning of the flu season.
That's right. That's right. We're raising awareness that it is flu season. It's time to go out and get your flu shot.
And you're not much, apparently, on getting shots.
Well, I'm not much on needles. I will say that. I would have been a really bad drug addict, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I have five kids at home, and you don't know what they're bringing in the door. So it's always been important to me to go out and and get that flu shot every season. But I always kind of drag me to the doctor because I don't like needles that much. And I was talking with my doctor this year, and he talked to me about this flu zone intradermal vaccine, which is it's the same vaccine, but it's just a different delivery system. And so it's a tiny little needle that is 1.5 millimeters in length, and it's a completely different experience. It's not digging down into your muscle. It's just going below the surface of the skin. And it was a much better experience.
Like a little pin prick or something.
Literally. They did this little prick. I'm like, that can't be it. And they're like, that's it.
Yeah.
And it worked out really well for me. And, you know, it's an important thing for people to go out and get their flu shots, because 20% of the population is going to get the flu every year, and it's important to stop the spread of it. There's a lot of, you know, parts of our society, you know, really young kids and the elderly that are really susceptible to it. And it's important for people to go out, especially in that kind of 18 to 64-year-old age group, to go out and get your flu shot. And so for me, this was kind of an eye-opener. It was a great product for me.
With Chris is Dr. Carlos Piccone. Am I pronouncing that correctly, doctor? Is it Piccone or Piccone?
Piccone. That's right.
You're vice chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at a hospital in Washington. And I wonder, in terms of the development of this, there's always a need. When something becomes a success, it's because there's a need. Was it because people weren't getting their shots because they didn't like the feeling of shots that this was developed?
Well, I think there are many reasons why people don't get vaccinated. One of them is the sense of immortality, you know, particularly the age group of, between 18 and 64, only about a third of individuals get vaccinated annually. And, even healthcare workers, you know, only about 65% of people get vaccinated. So there is a long way to go. The goal is to get at least 80% of the population at large and 90 to 100% of all healthcare workers vaccinated. So there is certainly a gap between, you know, what we're doing right now, the current state of vaccination penetration, and where we should be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's a good way to keep this top of mind, because you go by every pharmacy in the world and you see free flu shots, no wait.
Yeah.
And then you hear the stories about people who get flu shots and they get sick, and there's a lot of controversy about it. Sounds to me like this makes it a lot easier. So, Dr. Piccone, thank you for helping us understand why this makes good sense. Before we run out of time, Chris, I'm getting a kick out of you, again, the connection with, like, Kevin Bacon. There are six
degrees of separation.
Degrees of separation.
Yeah.
I have a house on the beach in Santa Monica, and I'm always get a large charge out of all the scenes that are shot on both that particular beach and also in Venice, where you guys seem to like to go.
Venice is a popular spot. It's a miserable place to shoot because it is insanity with all the people running around.
Yeah,
it's a crazy place.
But it somehow translates well on the TV, and they continue to go back there.
Yeah, yeah. It does seem kind of fun. All right, well, you have done a great job. NCIS LA premieres on CBS Tuesday the 25th. There was a finale at the end last year, wondering about Hetty. That character is wonderful, and her relationship with you, the soberness, the somberness of it all, is very intriguing.
Yeah, Linda Hunt is a terrific, Academy Award winning actress, and just brings so much to that to the show, and her little kind of yoga character. Yoda character.
Yeah.
She seems to be an all-wise person.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Well, continued success. Great conversation. Heather's happy to have brought back those wonderful memories of BC.
Hey,
Chris,
take
before
care,
you
Chris.
Go, one last thing.
Hoo-ah!
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So last night was the first night of the X Factor. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, and Doug, Jennifer back next week. This is Paige Thomas, who opened the X Factor with I'm Going Down. And the judges seem to like that. So we have one good start. Let's move on, Richie, to Sean Armenta, following up with a song of his own, which is, well, you listen to what happens.
As you watch some yummy buns, walking left and right, you're a bad girl, ain't I right? Holding it down, wanna get down like a cane, I'm getting out the truth. I've never met a girl like you. Candy girl, my sweet cotton candy girl, cotton candy girl, my sweet cotton candy.
A bunch of noise there.
Yeah. In fact,
thank you, Austin.
Listen to this.
Sean, I'm going to be honest, because you put a lot of effort into this. Mm-hmm. But you're like a mouse trying to be an elephant.
Why, you know? 50-year-old's doing it? And,
it's just got nothing to do with your age. Well, maybe it has. But yeah, it's just wrong.
No, you know, I worked way too friggin' hard for this, and I'm not a bad singer. I know I'm not, because I've been writing songs for too long, and too many people copying me.
A lot of people work really, really hard for their dreams, but it's not meant for everybody.
That's why you use auto-tune, and I don't.
Hold it.
That's a shot. I wonder who let you on stage.
Brittany. Is that, no, that's Minaj?
No, it's Brittany.
I feel uncomfortable with you even staring at me.
You know, I don't need this either. I don't need amateur rap.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, I see you later. I'm a better writer.
Wow. Big shot in Brittany. That was good.
All right, now here up next is 13-year-old Reed Deming on The X Factor. Comfortable with a 13-year-old even singing a song like this. It's way too sexual. Listen to your breathing and baby. She's 13 years old, for God's sake.
What we used to have, we don't have it anymore.
Excuse me. We want to hear a different song. You're going to have to work much harder on your vocals.
to shake out the nerves, right? This is important.
What have you got apart from the backing? Have you got a piano track or an a cappella track?
We basically just dumbed down to grenades, so there's just the piano.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear you with a little less.
13 years old, though. What kind of maturity?
Easy go, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all.
All right, Richie, play cut 1310, will you?
You've got steel in your eyes, young man, you know, and I think that you're a hard worker, but I want better vocals from you.
Boom!
Wow.
All right, let's go on. Here's Brittany.
You're so adorable in your stage.
All right, we don't care about what anybody else says. Here's Britney Spears' lookalike, Casey Newton. Well, anyway, listen to this back and forth.
Do you ever feel like
let this go, Richie?
What's that?
Can we let this go?
Sure.
Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards?
Does she sound like Britney Spears?
No.
Do you ever feel already buried deep? Like feet on the dream and no one seems to hear a thing. And you know that there's still a chance for you.
She was described as a Britney Spears lookalike.
Well, that's
she's not a sound alike. Right. All right, here's Simon. Being Simon.
This is going to sound odd, but it sounded like you were dying.
I don't want to hear that.
No, I know, but that's what it kind of reminds me. I don't even want to hear it. But, you know, if you were kind of like, you know, dying and suffering and singing, I think that's what it would sound like.
I was really nervous. Could I try and just
no.
Why, yeah. Why don't we go ahead and judge?
Hey, yeah, got me begging you for mercy.
All right, so many people are trying so hard. There are so many of these shows. The X Factor started last night. The Voice started this week. I'm not going to take any excerpts from The Voice because you've heard a lot of this stuff. It's just too much. And the only thing that separates them are people like Brittany and Simon. The other, I don't see The Voice's judges as being as interesting or compelling. Well, we'll see. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
This is the outrage of the day. So far, it's the 33 after the hour Doug Steffens Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, who is our queen of sheep, has just blasphemed me. I am so indignant about your suggestion that you use McFadden's name in my stead. That is more than outrageous.
Enjoy it while you can get it, brother. It's not often that people will
I used his name
status.
In vain, yes.
Yeah.
McFadden, please. All right, so Adam Roberta, no, I don't. Thanks very much. No, I'm happy with what I have. Thanks very much. Apple's new iPhone on sale tomorrow.
Yeah.
A bigger screen, 4G wireless technology. The company is seeking to safeguard its edge over Samsung and Google. And
I'm
is
keeping my Android. Thank you very much.
A Facebook phone. There are people thinking that there's going to be a Facebook something or other.
But didn't so, say there wasn't.
Well, he said he would. Yeah. He also said they were going to. Stock is going to be worth $34.
Yeah.
Share. You see what
that going for you?
How that panned out. So the poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, are you planning to get the iPhone 5? Let's see how
yep.
this...
Yep.
Nope. Not yet.
16% of you said, yes, I can't wait. Well, that's a pretty good market. 15% of you said, not right away, but hopefully before the iPhone 6 comes out. 14% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com let's see here, maybe depending on how much better it is. 12% of you said maybe depending on how much it costs. And 21% of you said, I doubt it doesn't look, it's that much better than my current iPhone. And 12% said, no, I don't have any other iPhone, and I'm not going to start now. So let's look at those numbers.
Wow.
Two-thirds of the people who responded right. to our poll at DougSteffen.com said
yeah.
either now or sometime.
Or maybe or
yeah,
probably.
Right.
Or
yeah. Right, that is actually, wow. that's pretty definitive, in fact.
If the stock went up, I mean, how much more is it going to go up?
Well, it's the most valuable
it's
company in the history
right now.
Of
yep.
business, worth almost $700 billion.
Wow.
Apple is a good stock to have if you have the interest in having stocks. All right, so that's the iPhone deal, that's the new iPod, all of that good stuff. Now, let's get, speaking of good stuff, the Queen of Cheap Report today. She has deals from Arby's and Carvel Ice Cream.
She's the queen of cheap.
She is the diva. Roberta Fasanelli.
Yes, I am.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with Arby's, which is one of the few fast food places that I'll actually possibly maybe eat at if I absolutely have to.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, one of the few. Well, because they got a nice salad bar.
They
and,
do have a nice salad bar.
You can take the meat out of the buns there.
Arby's has a salad bar?
Yeah, nice one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been in an Arby's since I was in college.
It's one of the few that I'll eat at if I have to. But we have a coupon for a free Arby's small fries and drink when you buy their new turkey roaster sandwich. So that's quite a deal if you like small fries and a drink. Lots
so
of
long.
Lots
so
of carbs long. And fried stuff and sugar, but you know, go ahead if you want to.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions. Here's another good thing for breakfast: ice cream. Free Carvel ice cream on September 20th from 3 p.m.
Carvel
to 7 p.m.
Carvel ice cream.
You get a free Junior ice Bonnet ice cream.
Ice cream is not ice cream unless it comes from Eastleigh Farm. The Eastleigh Farm ice cream.
Well, unfortunately, most Carvel people don't have access to Eastleigh Farm.
Well, maybe we'll fix that.
And Carvel is the only place where Tuesday is Sunday. So,
really? You know, so and Sunday is Tuesday then?
You remember those? Remember those? I'm Tom Carvel. Tuesday is Sunday at Carvel.
Now, you know what? The interesting thing about Carvel.
Remember that?
The birthday cakes that we always used to get. When we
Yeah.
Nothing but sugar. It's frozen sugar. That's
it was good, though.
Yeah, right. Party of kids bouncing everywhere. And then crash.
All right. What else?
Okay. It's a company called Paper Cotillard. And for new customers, you can get a free $40 credit. And you can buy stationery and cards and all sorts of items. And we have a secret code for you to get that free $40 credit at DougStephan.com. So you got to go there and look. And a free Kindle book for you. It's kind of a fun book. It's called The Day I Met Dr. Seuss.
Cool.
And it's for kids and for moms and dads and adults, too. And, you know, it's a purely fictional thing. But, you know, when you think, I wonder where he got his ideas from. Well, this is the day I met Dr. Seuss. And remember, you don't have to have a Kindle to read the Kindle books. All you need is the Kindle app, and you can put it on just basically anything. I have a Kindle app on my Android. And you can download the free Kindle book, and you'll find all these wonderful things and much, much more. And Carvel at DougStephan.com in the Queen of Cheap section.
You are so silly. All right, so here's the, let's go from Arby's to McDonald's, story from DougStephan.com today. McDonald's says that it will begin posting calorie counts on its menus next week. This certainly will put pressure on all the other fast food restaurants like Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's to do the same thing. The company also says there are going to be new menu additions aimed at making its offerings more healthful. Is it healthy or healthful? What's the right word there?
Full of health.
An egg white McMuffin.
Ooh.
A grilled chicken option for the Happy Meal. And seasonal fruits and vegetables like blueberries and cucumbers. We recognize customers want to know.
With a sugary product.
More. I was going to say, a dump of the sugar water as well. Rolled in the salads.
Yeah, this is like, hello. So, McDonald's.
I have one of two predictions. You want to hear them?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
A, McDonald's goes out of business.
Really?
B, people who go to McDonald's really don't care what the calories are anyway.
No, otherwise they wouldn't eat a McDonald's.
Nothing will happen.
So exactly. So they're going to annoy or alienate their base, and they're not going to attract people who don't go to McDonald's because they think it's garbage anyway. Right?
I don't see any difference. When you walk into McDonald's.
Yeah.
You
expect to see a hamburger, French fries, and a shake.
I was driving past a Burger King the other day.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if that's what you want.
And they have veggie burgers now.
Oh.
Burger King?
At Burger King, yes.
Okay. Makes sense. 750,000 employees. McDonald's
right next to their triple bacon burger.
Right. 750,000 people work in McDonald's. Yeah, that's 750,000 people. One of the biggest employers. Walmart's the number one employer in the country. McDonald's is either number two or number three in terms of total volume. And they're going to introduce an app that will provide you, if you're a customer, with information about calories in its products and help you build a customized meal that you can order before you get there with the app. You get the store number. This is really technologically...
It is.
It's pretty
for
mondo
fast food,
bizarro. Cool. So you'll be able to, if I understand this correctly, Richie, you'll be able to take the store number with the app. You identify where you are, Westboro, Massachusetts, let's say. It's McDonald's on the corner of Route 30 and Route 9, right there. So you're near that. You go to the app. You say, I want this, 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 and this. And you know, the drive-in, you go around the people that are putting their orders in, and you go right to the window. I'm customer number 3245. May I have my order, please?
Really fast food.
Really
wow.
fast food.
Super fast food.
Yeah.
Maybe you just, like, go to a roll of, like, 20 and they throw it through a window as you drive past.
Remember that the Supreme Court said all restaurants with more than 20 locations had to post calorie counts on their menu. So they're not doing this because they want to.
Right.
They're doing it because they have to.
They were told to.
Precise regulations.
A Hamburglar pulls up next to me in a car on the highway at 66 miles an hour and just chucks it in my window. Mayor McCheese pulls up next to me.
Here's the poll
lobs
today.
A bag of burgers in my car.
At DougStefan.com, do you pay attention to posted calorie information when you go into a restaurant? A, yes, I make choices based on that information. I think Roberta would probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would too, Heather. Richie
would read it.
B, sometimes when I'm trying to be good. C, once in a while, most of the time I just order what I want, no matter what. D, no, I never look at that sort of thing. E, I don't know, restaurants were posting that sort of information. Well, there it is. And so you can help yourself to the poll and the information at DougStefan.com, including, speaking of food, Phil Leppard, our supermarket guru, has tips today in his blog on the best oils to use for cooking and how to get them and where to get them. Now, I'm cooking at the moment veggies from the garden. You can smell it all through the house. I have spinach.
Smells awesome.
Broccoli and
is it
beans.
Broccoli or is it broccoli?
Broccoli.
Oh, okay. Broccoli.
Broccoli. I have, what did I say, spinach and beans.
Mm.
And I put some, let me see, what do I do? When I put it on, I put a little olive oil in it, a little water in it. I wanted to steam it, and I did. I put some butter on it, and I put a couple of bits and pieces of lemon.
Did you just say butter?
Juice.
Yes, butter and
butter.
Olive oil.
Butter,
together.
Olive oil, yeah. And water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go for all of it.
Yeah.
Are you sauteing, steaming?
Boiling. He doesn't know. Just do
what
it
are
all.
You doing?
All at once.
I'm cooking
it.
And stick with it, brother.
And I just had a bite of it at the bottom of the hour, and it was very
awesome.
Good.
It
yummy.
Smells beautiful.
Yummy. Yeah, very good stuff.
Dude, you do understand the difference, that there is a difference between sauteing and steaming,
right? I
don't care
what the difference
is.
I just wanted it cooked and I wanted it to taste good and not lose all of its value as vitamin K. I'm going to be my blood's going to be so thin today, it'll probably pour out of my pores. That's what all that
man,
stuff does.
You are hysterical.
All right.
I just turn all the burners on, chuck everything in the pot.
Yeah, turn it up, turn it down, whatever.
I'll come back in a little while.
All right, the television report coming up here on Good Day.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top
of
my chest.
Video of the day today.
I came home when I pointed out.
This is from the Today Show. Not what they... What is going on here? Hold on. I got some more sounds coming out of my speaker than I can shake a stick at. What is there about... Why in the world...
No, here, while you play that,
right.
What are we listening to? Al Roker Babbling is what the name of the video is.
Right. That's what's going across the U.S. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Natalie, when did Rafael become Solecito?
It is Solecito.
I'm just saying, because we've always said Solecito.
No, I was told it's Solecito.
Okay.
You say Lecito, I say Lecito.
Five.
Let's go
okay.
The whole thing.
So they don't realize...
They
the
didn't
mics
cut
are on
to the local station.
That's your latest weather, Savannah.
All right, I'll thank the former banker who served time for helping America. So, well, I have to say that they're much more, how would you say? Laid back than we are during the breaks.
Yeah, right. God love them.
That's fun.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
All right. So there's a story. Charlotte, you want to calm down out there? What are you barking
at? She said no.
What are you barking at? Huh?
What? She said I don't know.
Charlotte, keep it down. This is a big time broadcast.
What is the problem with you? What? What? Why are you barking? What are you barking at?
She's standing in the doorway.
What?
Oh, she's moving closer. She's very serious.
This is the television report.
This could get ugly.
What's the problem?
Timmy fell in the well. The barn's on fire. Johnny's stuck in the barn. The horses are going to burn.
So... maybe you can. Everyone wants to go out here. You can put her. All right. So I can't do what I wanted to do. So maybe we'll
Why
save
not?
That piece of tape for later on. Anyway, Charlotte, go outside and chase somebody around outside. Let's see. What is there? The cast of Cougar Town announced the date for their debut on TBS. They were on ABC. Now they're going on Tuesday, the 8th
really?
Of January, to the new network.
That might get a little saucy on TBS.
How's that?
Well, that they're kind of deeper on the cable, and that's kind of an adult comedy show. I can see them changing up the format a little bit.
Bravo is developing a TV series based on the Christian Slater movie, Heathers. Heather, woo-hoo! You got anything to do with that?
Very popular.
All right, I want to start it.
You are, really, good.
Yeah.
All right, we have all the stars here on Good Day. We have an abbreviated television program. If Jennifer were here, that would never have happened, Richie. Well,
Charlotte's upset. Shock that
up here. Charlotte, exactly. 51 after the hour.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The best of the host, well, he and Leslie Segretti, of all of the, how many home improvement shows are there now? Two or three others that hold a candle to you? I think there's three others. Yeah. All right, too many. We need to get rid of them. And you live in Jersey. Tom, can't you take care of those other three shows? Like, some of your pals in Jersey take care of them? What's the problem here?
Where the hosts of the other home improvement shows end up with cinder block shoes in the bottom of the river somewhere?
Yeah, right. They go through the refinery process.
I've got a concrete question for you.
Exactly.
Hey, Tom, I've watched all the home improvement channels
in
the last
for you.
Couple of weeks, and your better-looking sidekick, Leslie Segretti, I haven't seen her on the TV in the past couple of weeks. Is she up to like 10 kids now and can't do any more TV?
No, she's pregnant. She's expecting in just another month or so, and so we're all thrilled for that. And television doesn't really show
like
your
pregnant
best
women.
Side.
Yeah, doesn't like pregnant women.
But
you're not that great looking either, so why are you on TV?
Well, that's why he does the radio side, and she does the TV side.
It's a good combination.
Yeah. Hi, Tom Kreidler is here, co-host with Leslie Segretti. You got that from the introduction here on Good Day of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on hundreds, if not thousands, maybe millions of radio stations around the country every weekend, and online at moneypit.com. Anyway, the blog that Tom has managed to bring to us at DougStephan.com, the Better Living Box, Fall Savings, Your Electric Bill, as we get into... I'm not sure this is true anymore, because so many people have air conditioning now. Their bills are as high in the summer, getting air conditioning, as they are in the winter for heating. So the way to save money in the summer and the winter is the same, isn't it, as far as making sure the windows and doors and all that stuff are sealed up?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because people don't think about things like leaky, drafty houses when it's August.
No.
But the truth is that your home is just as leaky and drafty in August as it is in January. You just don't feel it.
And
but
besides, this is September, and it could be just as leaky in September.
Well, right, but my point is that you do feel those drafts. Right. And so, you know, sealing up your home and improving your insulation and taking care of all the things that we traditionally do this time of year does deliver a long-term benefit.
And that would be not
well, first of
spending
all,
so much money on
yeah, exactly. Right. Well, exactly, of course.
And you're dealing with these monoliths, natural, well, about three or four companies that own everything, and they don't. This is how ridiculous these people are. Anytime I get a chance to give them a little of the old one to them, I'm happy to do it. So we have single-phase power at the farm.
Right.
And in order to put solar in so that I can be environmentally responsible,
yep.
it has to be upgraded to triple phase. So these phonies at NSTAR say they can't do it unless we pay them, I think it's $40,000 or something, because the farm was isolated, and at either end there's three phase, but right here there isn't.
So in other words, you're trying to save some money, but they're trying
right.
to find a way
no,
to get you on the other side.
I'm trying to save energy and do responsible things with
right.
solar power and wind power, and they're getting in the way of it because they're such phony BSers.
Right.
That's what, yeah, that's the kind of stuff you run into. Anybody who tries to do anything runs into all this stuff, whether it's government or big business. It's the same crud. They're so full of it.
You know what else? We're getting all of these utility companies now are finding new sources of competition through the energy resellers.
Good.
And, yeah, it's good, but now there's like, and every day we're getting telemarketers calling us, right?
Yeah.
I started to recognize the area codes. I just don't answer the phone anymore.
Right, that's all. All right, here's a letter that came in to Tom from a lady named Nicole who listens in Tennessee. She lives in an 80-year-old house, Tom, has steel plumbing pipes. Uh-oh. Water out of one sink seems to run slower than the other sinks. Do you think this means I'm going to have to replace my water pipes? Dun, 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 dun.
Well, actually, Doug, not necessarily, because when you have strong water pressure in most of your house, but just one sink, for example, that doesn't, then that doesn't mean that all the pipes are bad. Now, 80-year-old pipes are 80-year-old pipes, and they're going to rust internally and close down and reduce water pressure. But first thing I would do is check the aerator on the sink. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've taken off the aerators of lavatory sinks and found just a pebble or two of gunk covering the screen.
Gunk!
And you pull that out, rinse it out, and instantly you've got full water pressure again. So it doesn't take much.
How do you
know,
do
water
that?
Water has a little bit of debris in it sometimes. The aerator is that tip on the faucet. You just
yeah.
unscrew
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's two or three pieces in there.
Yeah. I have to do this in my kitchen sink every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, just remember the order in which you take that apart, Nicole,
yes.
so you kind of get it. It's a bit of a puzzle to put back together.
And
sometimes.
Which way the aerator screen goes back on, up
right.
and down, you can
now,
get it backwards.
But the other thing is that if you are going to replace your pipes, you can do all the accessible ones first. Like all the horizontal pipes, they're the ones that rust the most. So do the easy ones first. Don't worry about the one that's buried in the yard. You can do that
Tom Kreitler. The host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.